Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
So here we are a few weeks after Trump is sworn in and Trump is taking tremendous action to enforce the law, to remove the illegals who cross the border illegally, to stop the DEI wokeism that has discriminated against Asians and white people and qualified candidates of every color and ethnicity. And there are many more things that Trump is doing. And the left is, of course, going completely bonkers, losing their minds. You already know that. But what I want to point out in this podcast is that the left, they don't yet realize where they were wrong. They have no self-awareness. You hear this in the way they talk about Trump right now, that how they're very scared of Trump being an authoritarian. I'm like, what? So leftists don't realize that they have been acting as authoritarians for at least 8 years, actually even longer, through extreme censorship, viewpoint discrimination, debanking people for having conservative views, blacklisting people, smearing people, denying people employment because of their conservative views, blocking them from YouTube and eliminating their websites from Google, etc. All of this is authoritarian. And this is what the left has carried out for all these years. Yet they have no awareness whatsoever that they are the authoritarians. And isn't that just classic, you know, authoritarianism, to think that when you're silencing everybody, that that's just completely normal and acceptable? There's nothing wrong with that. That's the way Democrats and leftists think. They think that their authoritarianism is not authoritarian. They think that's just normal to silence all conservatives. But when Trump tries to enforce the law, oh, now that's authoritarian. Now, they also use the word cruel when talking about Trump enforcing immigration law. So immigration law has been on the books for decades. It is illegal to walk across the border and enter the United States without having gone through the process of proper legal immigration. And just for the record, I support legal immigration. I wholeheartedly support legal immigration. I'm not opposed to immigration, but walking across the border is not immigration. That's violating the law. And it's not legal. And it subjects our country to, of course, being essentially invaded by the worst of the worst, the criminals, the MS-13 gang members, the traffickers, you know, the violent people, some of whom have been let loose from prisons in places like Venezuela, and they head to America because they know they're going to get free stuff. And so when we don't control our border, we obviously don't have an opportunity to have a merit-based, sane immigration policy. And like I said, I support sane immigration, where we get to choose who comes in. We want to invite people that want to share in the American dream, that want to help build a better America, people with extraordinary skills, people with high intellect, people who can help us compete in the world, and people who bring capital and start companies and businesses that hire Americans. You know, those are the kinds of people that we want to attract. But when you have a wide open lawless border, that's not who you get. You get the scum. You get the criminals. You get the traffickers. The Democrats welcome those people. Let's be clear. They welcome them because they can turn them into voters. So the Democrats do not care if your cities become unsafe. As long as they get the voters, they get the bodies, they get the census count that gives them more seats in the House of Representatives. Did you know that? That illegals count towards the census that determines how many seats places like California get in the House? So that's why Democrats have really advanced this invasion of America. And for them now to say that it's cruel for Trump to remove those who entered the country illegally, well, that's hypocrisy. What's cruel is subjecting the American people to the lawlessness, the violence, the crime, the carjackings, the rapes, the lootings, the robberies carried out by these illegals against innocent American people. That's cruelty. Isn't it interesting that the Democrats care nothing about the American people, but they think we have to do everything to save the illegals many of whom are violent criminals. I mean, even right now, there are Democrat teachers who are talking about arming up to stop ICE raids in schools. These are the same Democrats that refuse to arm up to stop school shootings. They said, no guns in our schools. It's a gun-free zone. We have no guns. We can't have guns in our schools. You know, until Trump became president, and then all of a sudden, these same Democrats are like, all of a sudden, we need guns. Why? To protect the illegals. What does that tell you? It tells you who they favor. They favor illegals over Americans, which is very un-American. It's traitorous, actually. If you're not willing to defend your own country, to defend your borders, defend your culture, defend your people, you should leave. You should leave the country. You should, you know, burn your passport, get out, move to Cuba or somewhere, or move to South America, something. Get out of America if you're not willing to defend this nation. And the American people agree with me. The American people agree with that statement. That's why the American people just elected Trump. And Trump promised on the campaign trail that he was going to deport the illegals starting on day one. So it's not a surprise. Nobody should be surprised. It's not like, oh, Trump pulled a fast one on us. He never said he was going to do this. Oh, yes, he did. He promised to do this, and that's one of the reasons he was elected. And he's making good on his promise. And I fully support him making good on this promise. And he has set a deportation quota or a goal for ICE, which is to deport 1,800 illegals per day. And I did the math on that. I think that's over 600,000 a year. So that's a start. That's a good start. That number needs to increase, obviously. Why? Because there are millions, by some estimates, 11 million illegals in the United States. And again, they're here illegally. And there's a strong criminal element. There's drug trafficking, human trafficking, weapons trafficking, robbing homes, etc. And I'm not opposed to legal immigration, but these illegals have got to be shown the exit. And that's exactly what Trump is doing. It's not cruel. It's actually what grown-ups do. This is actually a pro-humanity move. You could even call it humanitarian. Trump is having air tickets purchased to fly these people back home. He's not making them walk back home through the trail that they walked to get into America. He's not just taking them to the border and dumping them and saying, good luck. For many of these people, he's buying them, you know, air tickets on military transport planes at a cost of over $5,000 per person to fly them right to their home country. I mean, it's very polite, actually. It's very polite. They should be thanking him. Because most other countries would just take you to the border and dump you across the border. That's not what Trump is doing. Now, those who are from Mexico, yeah, they're going to be taken to the border and say, you know, go back to Mexico. But for many of these people from Colombia or Venezuela or other countries, they're actually being offered flights back to their country. And that is Trump and his administration going above and beyond to do what's right and to treat these people with a sense of dignity, even though the Democrats don't treat them with any dignity at all. So look, here's the bottom line. If we want America to prosper, we do need some migration of highly qualified people, people who bring capital, people who will start businesses, people who will invest in America, create jobs, create manufacturing infrastructure. We need, you know, some of the brightest scientists and the brightest chemists and the brightest physicists and the brightest AI developers, etc. Yes, we need some reasonable level of immigration to attract talent. And on that point, you know, I agree with Elon Musk. I agree with what Alex Jones said about that. We have to attract top talent. That is the pathway to sustainable growth. But that process has to be a legal process where we get to decide, we, the United States. It should be a competition. The best of the best should want to come to America, and the worst of the worst are shown the door. Get out. We don't want the worst of the worst. This is not daycare for criminals. This is not a free-for-all. You just walk in and steal whatever you want. Nope, those days are over. And, you know, the Democrats, though, they just want to keep that going forever and keep allowing the American people to be assaulted by these illegals because Democrats support lawlessness. And they think that lawlessness is kind and that enforcing the law is cruel. And all of this explains why when you have Selena Gomez and other celebrities, you know, crying on camera over the illegals, but they shed no tears for the Americans whose lives have been lost because they were murdered by illegals in some cases. And this is why Gomez got ratioed on social media, and she actually had to delete that video because she thought it was going to make everybody feel sorry for illegals. No, those days are over. We are telling illegals, get out, go home. You want to come into the country? You apply. You go through an immigration process, you know, like many of the rest of us did, like, you know, my wife included. We went through the process. We followed the rules. And when this is all said and done, when we get the millions of illegals out of this country, do you realize the financial benefits for the states? Because the states, especially border states like Texas and Arizona, are spending fortunes, you know, many billions of dollars a year in aggregate, dealing with the lawlessness and the damage and the crime caused by illegals. So yeah, Democrats want the votes, but there's a cost shift onto states that have to foot the bill for all the things that these illegals carry out in their states. And so when the illegals are taken out of Texas, or the vast majority of them, let's say, then Texas can redirect that money into more important infrastructure projects. It could be better roads, it could be better schools, it could be, you know, investment, it could be grants and businesses, or who knows what. And it could even be some grant money is for some of the legal migrants who come in and want to start businesses. I know states, if they have extra money, they would love to support innovators. But forcing states to pay all this money to support, you know, the cost of illegals, that is a huge mistake. And the Democrats don't care. They don't care at all. All right, one more thought on this is that there are some Democrats that are saying that they're going to attempt to block ICE and they're going to try to harbor illegals. Others have been more careful in their words and they've said, well, they're not going to harbor illegals, but they will not cooperate with federal law enforcement. I say for any officials, mayors, governors, you know, city council members, whatever, even local law enforcement in liberal towns, if they interfere with the Trump administration and its legal obligation to arrest and deport these illegals, then those officials who interfere should themselves be arrested and they should be charged with aiding and abetting foreign criminals who have invaded these United States. There is no excuse for harboring illegals. And if it takes a few arrests of some mayors, of some governors even, then so be it. That's exactly what needs to happen. Look, daddy's home, so to speak. You know, the adults are now in the room. And as mature adults, we enforce the law. We do not allow an unlimited illegal invasion of our country that results in election fraud and cost shifting onto states. Instead, we find them and we take them out. And, you know, look, we do so with dignity. We make sure that they have food and water. And in many cases, they have, you know, airplane tickets to go back home. But we don't just sit there and let them do whatever they want. This is not a free for all. Those days are over. And it would be wise for Democrats to learn from their mistakes and realize that America is never going back to the insanity that they subjected us to. Their authoritarianism, their censorship, the unlimited illegal invasion, all the LGBT woke DEI nonsense, those days are over. We're never going back to that. And for the Democrats who still don't understand it, their world is about to get wrecked because all their delusions are coming tumbling down. And it's going to be a psychic shock for them when they realize that they've been living in an artificial construct that has no ties to reality. Men cannot have babies. Illegals who walk across the border are not immigrants. you can't print endless money without causing inflation and currency devaluation. And freedom of speech is the right of every American, not just those who are on the left. Maybe in time, some leftists will learn to embrace these simple truths. But those who don't are in for a very difficult number of years ahead, and feel sorry for them. Because, you know, being mentally ill and believing all these false things is just a form of self-cruelty. It would be much better if they woke up to reality, joined the future of America, enforced the law, began to act with reason and rationality, supported humanitarian principles of freedom and the rule of law. You know, freedom doesn't mean you can just freely cross every border you want, but enforcing the rule of law means that you have a country where crime is low enough that people can actually function. If Trump is successful, a lot of the Democrat cities will actually be restored instead of being the crap holes that they've become today. It's the Democrats and the liberals that have destroyed their own cities, destroyed their own states, and they were on track to destroy America if not for Trump being elected. So thank God Trump is in the White House. And let's support all these efforts to reassert the rule of law and also be optimistic about the future of this nation and optimistic about legal migrants. You know, don't hold anything against anybody because of their ethnicity, just because they look, let's say, Mexican or Central or South American. It doesn't mean that they're here illegally. Treat everybody with dignity and respect, but also demand that people follow the rule of law. And that's how we get to a civil society, a high trust society where we can walk around the streets without being attacked and carjacked all the time. That's how we get there. If you want to have a peaceful, you know, country, peaceful cities, Trump provides the answers to that, believe it or not. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Naturalnews.com is where you can find our stories. And also, you can hear my podcast at Brighteon.com. Thank you for supporting us. God bless America. And everybody, take care. Folks, because of weather weaponization and attacks on the food supply chain around the world, coffee prices are skyrocketing. This is just true everywhere. Coffee is going up 40% from our own suppliers here at HealthRangerStore.com. As a result, the current inventory of coffee that we have, which is just world-class, laboratory-tested, certified organic, we are not raising the price on it, but this is the last batch of various coffee products that we have at the current prices. Everything's going up around the world. So I'm showing what we have here. We've got the coffee bean products that are ultra delicious, hand roasted, fair trade. We've also got the instant coffee, certified organic, in the pouches as well as the number 10 cans. You're going to absolutely love the taste and the cleanliness of this coffee, because we just go to great lengths to source, you know, fair trade, ultra clean coffee products. Now, if you go to healthrangerstore.com/coffee, it will show you what we have available. All the different packs. Here's the organic hand roasted whole bean coffee, decaffeinated from Honduras. And we've got here the El Guapo blend and some other blends that we have all available. Check it out. healthrangerstore.com/coffee. The prices that you see right now, this is the last of these prices, okay? I just want to make that clear. Coffee prices are going up around the world. The cost of our raw materials is going up 40%. I don't know what that means about the prices of our products coming up, but they're going to be substantially higher. It's just the way it is everywhere. Our price increase on the coffee will go into effect on February 4th. As shown on our screen here, February 4th at 2 p.m. Central Time. That's very exact. Our prices go up. So until then, you can get all of our coffee products at the current price, which is below the existing market price now. But we're not raising the costs on the products we already have. But we will have to charge more beginning February 4th as we bring in our new raw materials and make new product for you. So take advantage of this before February 4th, and that's the best price you'll ever see on some of the best quality coffee in the world.
Nevertheless, we have so many other products available at healthrangerstore.com, including this new product, the Instant Organic Creamy, Buttery, Cheesy, where did that go? Mashed potatoes, here it is, with really pure, natural, simple ingredients, all organic, all laboratory tested. People are loving that formula. And we have so much more collagen supplements that are available, also super delicious, oxidative stress. And if you scroll down on the homepage there at healthrangerstore.com, you can see all the different categories: preparedness, supplements, personal care, food and beverage, and also home products for your home, laundry detergent, body soap, other liquid soaps. And we've also got, toothpaste as well, that's ultra clean and really pure, simple ingredients. So check it all out. You can shop by health goals. You can shop by what's back in stock. All of this is available now, healthrangerstore.com. And remember that every purchase helps support us here at Brighteon.com and naturalnews.com, so we can continue to bring you the news of the world in a pro-human format, which is really important. And also we can build platforms for human freedom, such as Brighteon.com and our new upcoming AI model. Let me bring that up, Brighteon.ai. If you go to Brighteon.ai, and if you scroll down there on the right-hand side, enter your email address right here, and we will email you when this model is available on March 1st. You'll be able to download it and use it for free in perpetuity. It's non-commercial, but you can use it for commercial purposes if you wish. But I mean, it's not commercial on our side. We don't charge you anything for it, and there's no advertising at all. No fee, completely free. So enjoy that at Brighteon.ai, and visit me on Brighteon.social as well as Brighteon.io. And you can follow my interviews, podcasts, and videos at Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me today, and thank you for your support.